Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Less than 35 minutes, I think, or so, it will be a new year. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let me quickly say this. I know we have quite a number of people watching online and listening online. And some people have said there's nothing special about changing the calendar. And that is because God is not in 12-month calendar period. In fact, some don't even believe in maybe naming their year. And they are right. Huh? Let me tell your neighbor, they are right. There's nothing special about 2022. Let me tell your neighbor. But the word of God tells us that to him that esteemed a day, are you with me? To him that esteemed a day, it is esteemed. One can decide a day is holy unto him. So those who said there's no big deal about saying naming a year and calling it your year of this, they are right. And those who also said that they want to name their year prophetically, they are also right. God will not come and take any side. They are both right. If you feel you want to allow chance and time to happen to you, you are right. But if you believe that by prophecy you can see that year ahead and give it a name, if you believe that you can see Isaac before he shows up and you call him by that name even though you are not pregnant yet, then you are also right. Tell your neighbor, name your year. Whatever you call it, that is what it will be. If you are waiting for prophecy, you are the first prophet over your own destiny. So it's very important that when men are saying there's a casting down, there must be somebody in that house saying that there's a lifting up. The moment there is no voice in that family speaking according to God's mind, then the gates will be closed. So this new year, we are all going to take responsibility for our utterances, for our prophecy, regardless of what is obvious and staring at us in the face. You may not know the need for God's power. You may not know until your wife is in the labor room and the doctor tells you something is happening and they cannot allow you to come in. They are only telling you. Maybe you went to a government hospital. Your money could not take you to Reddington, but it landed you at General Hospital. So you wait outside, hoping that your wife will not shame you. She will not make you weep. You know? So you will now know that there's something called the power of God. You will also know something. It's called the mercy of God. When they tell you that she has put to bed, then you ask, "How's my wife? How's the baby?" Then you clean this. You didn't know you were sweating, but now you clean something. So the year we are coming into is a year of God's mercy. Say a big amen. That means there are certain things that if we look at the record, you don't deserve it. But God in his infinite mercy will speak otherwise. I wish somebody would say amen. Now, don't come into the new year hearing terrible things. So, I have prophecies for next year. If you want to hear some of them, I can tell you. But it's not... I will tell you a few things, but I will say it through my message. I'm sorry, but this is my gift. So whether you like it or yes, I will prophesy. So Psalms chapter 32. Please pay attention to this exhortation. There's a prophecy here. Psalm 32, start from verse 6. Are we there? Now, please pay attention. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely, in the floods of great waters, but they shall not come near unto you. Verse 7. For thou art my hiding place, and you shall preserve me from trouble. You shall compass me about with songs of deliverance. And I will instruct thee, and I will teach thee in the way that thou shalt go, and I will guide you with my eyes. But be ye not as the ass, or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bits and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusted in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, O ye righteous, and shout for joy, and all ye that are upright in heart, give the Lord a big shout. Number one, as we come into the new year, if you have ever gambled it before, this year, 2022, don't gamble with your spiritual sensitivity. Don't be afraid when there's no money in your pocket. But when you notice that your spirit is not connecting, begin to run. Begin to become concerned. The year 2022 will be a different year. If you thought you saw anything 2 years ago, get ready. You will see the hands of the Philistines, the hands of the sons of the Philistine. You will see them beginning to attempt to clamp down, to insist, to attempt to force their way. You will begin to see the hands of man trying to control their fellow man in the name or with the weapons of power and government. You must be sensitive so that you do not say a confederacy to that which the Lord is not saying a confederacy. Many things you will see in 2022 will not be as they appear. So you need the Lord to help you discern. Please understand what I said. I didn't say hear a voice. I said discern. You will not hear a voice, but your heart will, the Holy Spirit will be talking to you, and he will be telling you, be careful, be careful. Don't go into that. If it looks too good to be true in 2022, it is not true. I just said something. I said, if it looks too good to be true in 2022, it is not true. Everything will not be as they appear. Be sensitive. And the Lord said, two ways that we will deploy in enhancing our spiritual sensitivity. Number one is by consistent meditation on the word of God in our spirit. Consistent. That means you must apply it like medicine to your heart. Do not expect that it will happen just like that. You must be deliberate about it. The Lord said, for those whom we engage this principle, he commits to speaking to them more often. You will just find that you know certain things. You will not realize when God actually said, but you will know that the Lord already said some things to you. It will be dead, like a file has been downloaded into your heart, and you will know that God spoke to you when you may not even remember. The Lord said, as a house and as believers, we must commit to consistent meditation in the Word in order to enhance our spiritual sensitivity. Now, please understand, God is always talking. Now, please, don't, if you sleep off and wait for me to shout Happy New Year by 12, you might be making a mistake. I already told you many things will not be as they appear in 2022, starting from 12 a.m. We may get to 12 a.m. and I'll ask you to start praying. And we will shout Happy New Year on Sunday. A lot of things will not be normal this year. And some of you don't understand. What you saw with Omicron is not the last. The goal is to push for enforced control. Go and watch it. Control. Your human rights will not be guaranteed. So we need to pray. It's not, don't just shout amen. If you want some of your rights to remain, not just here, I'm talking about nations now. We need to pray. Number two, okay, I was going to say something. I said, God is always speaking, but there is something around the area of your soul that seems to interfere with your ability to discern the voice of the Lord. So when you meditate on the scriptures, you are cleaning those pipes, those channels, because you cannot meditate without engaging your mind. And when doing that, you are keeping that area very clean, so that God's word can travel swiftly. That's why you are praying or you are meditating on the word of God. That may also include listening to more messages than you have ever done. And please, you cannot escape it this year. You will listen to messages. Say amen. If you think there's a message that is very boring or that you don't need, that's the one you should listen to. The one you think you're interested in, there's nothing there. This year, you will listen to Billy Akon. If you don't know him, don't worry. I will introduce him to you. So that some of the riotous living that we have, we can control it a bit. Well, don't worry if you don't name. I will introduce him to you. Just make sure you are somewhere I can find you online. I'll send you something. You'll be calm. When I was on campus, there was a brother Chidi Okorafo that I used to listen to. You may not know him, but the title of his messages are The University of Hell. Are you born again? You know, so when I have brothers who are stressing me out, I invite them to my room and I play University of Hell. And I say, bro, let's listen to this message. I just got it. Very dangerous cassette. All of a sudden, everywhere is calm. Very calm. So, but don't worry, you don't need to be afraid. My job is to deliver profit to my masters. So, you will hear both sweet and bitter, but everything is for your good. Secondly, for enhancing your spiritual sensitivity is that we are going to pray extensively in tongues. Now, if you are not baptized in the Holy Spirit, evidenced by speaking in tongues, you will need it this year. I was preaching a meeting 2 days ago in Akure, and there was a young boy in that meeting. He's just 10 years old, very chubby. You know those boys they use for this blue band advert in those days? Very chubby. You know he's well fed. Apparently, his mother has sent him to the meeting because she heard I was in that meeting. She knows me, but I don't really remember. But she seems to have good ideas about me. So she asked that peradventure the Lord would touch her son. So she sent the boy and the sisters to that meeting. So while the meeting was on, the pastor said, "We want to have an impartation service." I said, "No, we are not having impartation service." Then I turned to the boy. I didn't know him. I just turned to him. I said, "Are you baptized in the Holy Ghost?" Then he said, I said, "Evidence by speaking in tongues." And he said, "No." And I said, "I am Elijah was not sent to any except to the widow of that." I said, "In this meeting, this is the person I'm sent to." To the rest of you, I wish you good luck. Now, I will come back and talk about that one. You remind me. This year, anything I tell you, I will redeem it immediately. Maybe like the next Sunday. So it's a year of fulfillment of campaign promises. Because we want to have our third term. So I will... Somebody said to me that the Abuja we see on Channel Television is different from the Abuja city. So, but this time our government we deliver. We promise the people to pay all salaries. So I asked everybody to pray a simple prayer. That, "Father, in the name of Jesus, baptize me in the Holy Spirit." Now, mind you, all of them are baptized. All of them can speak in tongues. Or most of them can speak in tongues. But you know, I told them, I said, "I'm not sent to everybody. And I will not do any impartation in the flesh. Don't let people push you into something because it's a good idea. If it's not a God idea, stay out of it. If it's not a God idea, stay out of it. And don't bother talking to people who don't listen to you. The moment you see they are not listening, stop talking to them and start watching them. You save your energy and you will learn from, because some people's stories are meant to be used as bad examples. I was watching that boy as he was there. I could tell he didn't understand half of what I was saying, but I was sent to him. I didn't even know his mom sent him to that meeting because of me. I only picked it in the spirit. So after the prayers, then I said, "Everybody lift up your voice and begin to pray in tongues." And then I saw that boy where he was standing. Tefle kot. No delay. Reba satalia koto. Reba sefala to koto. Reba. Then I stopped and I looked at him. I saw the glory of God upon him. I said, "Oh my. I said, "In Jesus' name we've prayed. All of you sit down. What's your name?" I said, "Did you pray in tongues just now?" He said, "Yes." I said, "I told you people before that I was sent to this boy." Then the pastor came out and said, "The mom sent him to this meeting because she heard you were coming." I said, "Your mom knows me?" He said, "Yes." "I don't know the mother, but God honored her faith." And I said to him, "I was exactly your age when I first met the Lord Jesus. Now, let me give you something that he gave to me." So I give you something else. I said, "That which I have." You cannot say that until the vessel, the recipient, is ready to receive. Peter cannot say, "That which I have, I give," until he can see that the recipient is ready. If not, that he will come back. Oh, it was awesome. Seeing God change a life. You are not touching him. You are just there and seeing what God is doing. This matter of praying in tongues, you will need it for your life in 2022. I will come back and I will explain all these things again. Now, go back to verse 6 of Psalm 32. I want to show you something. Please pay attention. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. There is a time to seek the Lord. There is a time God cannot be found. There are certain things that will happen in your life. They will not be general in that sense. God will open a window and watch you go into it. If you delay in that moment, that door closes. Be sensitive. Be sensitive. My friend Lord was sharing with me this afternoon something related to this. There was a particular brother, not brother, an elderly person, and he had a vision, and the angel of the Lord said, look, we need to pray against the visitation of death in this family. He called this man a very important man in this country, a number one leader in this country before now. And he said, the Lord said, there's a visitation of death coming to your family. Can I come to your house now? He said, start coming. Though some of these people, you think they don't fear God. Huh? They've not heard a prophetic word. That's why. They hear a real one. They'll sit up. Some of the greatest honor I have found, I didn't find it with believers. Because believers believe you are equal. I found it with some of those unbelievers. They know they don't have it. They can kneel on the floor and roll for you. They don't care. Just, that thing you have, My pastor got to the house of this former president. They put him in a room. Then he didn't see the man again. He had a lot of visitors. So he said, sir, sent him a text in the house. Man, I want to go back to Lagos. The man showed up a few minutes to 12. He said, I know the importance of prayer, but I know the importance of praying in the middle of the night. The prayer will start 12 midnight. It was a former leader telling the prophet that this prayer is not afternoon prayer. Share is dead, you saw. We will override it in the night. That's a former president doing like this in the middle of the night, that death must not visit my house. Praying. Yeah, you cannot speak in tongues. Shekolobaba. Anything you remember, say it. Because we are talking about somebody's life here. Say it. Whether it's correct, leave it for God. We'll look at that one later. But say that one on your. Just say it. Huh. 2 weeks later, he got a call. His son is a soldier. He was put, his troop, 12, troop of 12 men, picked his phone, called his dad. I'm emphasizing the issue of seeking the Lord, praying when there is a window for God to be found. Some of you have experienced certain things that you knew in your heart that this thing could have been reversed. Who knows what I'm talking about? You knew that this thing was not could have had another outcome, but for some reason, something else happened. And then we consoled ourselves by the will of God. I'm telling you where one of the mistakes is. If God says pray now, it's not pray 5 minutes time, it's pray now. The matter may be urgent. The matter may be urgent. Some of you love sleep. It will not be this year. If the man of God had delayed, drove through the night to go to where that former Nigerian leader lives, or he said, let's do it over the phone. Meanwhile, destruction is now. 2 weeks later, the brother picked the phone, called the father. That is the man that was prayed with. Because the prayer was for 3 hours. Huh? And some of you think that some of these people don't know how to stay awake. When I went to preach for the governor of Ondo State, he stood up throughout the vigil. The man was close to 80 years. All the young people were sleeping. The governor stood with me like this. governor of Ondo State, stood with me like this. Because it's a serious matter. You understand? You are the one, you can see what is pursuing you. So, you that you can't say anything, sleep. Now, if you compare yourself to somebody who is spiritually blind, and you gamble with your destiny. Sorry, can you hear this message? Because my time is up. They already tell my time is up. This year we are entering. We'll preach. Yeah, you will never see anything. We'll open your head, put Bible inside. Man of God, sir. The boy called his father. How are you? I just felt like checking on you. Then the father remembered this one. Started praying for the boy. Started praying for him that I was once like you. I don't know what I did that made God preserve my life. That I didn't die at the war front. But I asked for the mercy of that same God for you. Not more than 10 minutes later. Not more than 10 minutes later. The phone rang again. And all the man heard was, "It is well. It is well." Phone went off. The boy called back. "Daddy, it is well. It is well." And the man was hearing, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. The phone went off. Out of the 12 people in that troop, only that boy walked out. There is a time where God may be found. If you sense that moment of urgency, I beg you, this year don't sleep. This night is for instructions. Are you with me? And I can give you other stories like that. Because some of you have unanswered questions. Lord, why did this happen? I'm telling you that many times God gave us some hints. He gave us hints, but we didn't handle those things well. In fact, the newspaper already said everybody died. Because the moment he finished calling his dad, those Boko Haram guys came out. Just came out, look at the 12 of them, and sprayed them. There was no time to duck. Just sprayed them. That's when the boy just died the phone as he was going down. "It is well. It is well." And the line went off. Nobody could reach him again. Last 2 weeks, the same boy was promoted to a brigadier general. Was promoted to a brigadier general. Listen, this year we are coming into, your life will not be wasted. The Lord said to me, he said, "This new year, say pray the way Daniel prayed." I said, "This is a service for instructions. It's not a year to shout up in here. Get the instructions first." The Lord said, "This year, pray the way Daniel prayed." I said, "How did he pray?" He said, "Pray according to the watches." The Bible said Peter went into the temple at the hour of prayer. Do you notice that when Elijah had this battle with those 400 prophet. He left them to be doing what they were doing. But when it got to the hour of prayer, that's when he got up. I will come back and talk about this one. In fact, I want to bring Pastor Ayo to teach it. This matter of... Because when the Lord began to... I called, I said, Baba, this is what the Lord said. I said, "Ko ye me." He said, "I will come and..." I said, "Come and..." I said, because the Lord has already told you what to do. So if there is a knowledge gap in terms of understanding, you must go back to the scriptures or ask your elders. If you want shortcut, ask elders. So he started explaining some things to me. Every time you pray in the prayer watch, something happens. When Jesus walked on water, it was during the prayer watch, 3 a.m. I think about 8 of them, 8 prayer watches throughout the day. I will come back and address some, but just pay attention. The Lord said, because of the activities that will be going on this year in the spirit realm, you don't want to be far from me. Let your phone join you in this prayer project. Use your alarm. Set those things. Put it on your email. I know you put wedding anniversary and wedding. This time, synchronize every 3 hours, every 6 hours. How you are going to pray. When you get up, don't worry about prayer point. Pray in tongues. 15 minutes. Do it consistently. Find an accountability partner. When the Lord begins to talk to us about this year, it's because the odds of hell, they want to unleash themselves. And the only way we can douse their pressure is to saturate our atmosphere with prayer. When you saturate your atmosphere, do it with your wife. If your children, they are quite old, they must be filled with the Holy Ghost. Don't make any excuse for them. Satan is going for young people this new year. Don't permit your children to be without the baptism of the Holy Spirit. No tongues, no Netflix. You want to watch Netflix, speak in tongues. Yes. 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 There's a difference between teaching and training. When you teach, you read. When you train, we are on the field. Speak in tongues or die. No lunch. No, which cartoon? For put that game one place. Speak in tongues. You are helping them. Don't worry. They will know very soon. So, don't go to any meeting in the name of couples meeting. They are teaching you how to prepare the kaikon. Don't waste your life this year on things like how to prepare for the row. You can go to a cookery school or whatever and learn. When we gather, we must gather around the word of God. Say we're having couples, whatever. Say how to make your husband happy. Let him not be happy now. That's his problem. Let him not be happy. Why are you not happy before you married me? Well, you call I'm the one to make you happy. You're not serious. Don't be happy. Stay away from childish things. The battle in front. Okay. Look at what that scripture said. He said, because when the floods of great waters, look at it there. He said, so we must pray in the day, in the hour where God can be found. When thou mayest be found. Because surely in the flood, oh my God. So if you pray well, this flood will not come near you. And don't pray and say you've prayed. Pray till there's a release in your spirit. Next verse. My time is up. Are you getting blessed?
Yes, sir.
Pastor Ego, go and teach your people. Huh? Pastor said. Because people are blaming God for what he has no idea about. And this year, we will win by righteousness. Don't follow a pastor that doesn't have record of answered prayers. Both spiritually and materially. Because some people, it's only spiritual things God hears. Any physical prayer, God know they hear. You'll get that one too. Now, look at this. God is saying, you are my, thou art my hiding place, and you shall preserve me from troubles, and you will surround me, you will compass me about with songs of deliverance. The Lord says, pay attention to the songs I give you this year. There's a message in those songs. There's a message. He said there are some... Maybe some of you have an idea what I'm talking about. You get into the bedroom, those songs start coming. The songs you sang last in your parents' old churches, you will start... You say, I'm remembering one now. Oh my, you don't need keyboard for those songs. Those songs don't need keyboard, but they carry heavy presence. They don't need all those. You don't worry. Just sing it. Any voice goes. He said, you will compass me. So how does he preserve us from trouble? By compassing us with songs of deliverance. So when you begin to see those songs coming, God is telling you, be wise. Something is happening here. Begin to sing and don't hold back. Because that's how you win this battle. Please, this message, look for somewhere on your laptop. Keep it. Because you will think you've heard it. They are simple things, but this one is an instruction. So please pay attention. See, I'm giving you songs of deliverance. They are songs of the spirit. You cannot tell how or why, but they came. They came that moment. They came in while you were on your computer, but they came. They found their way into your heart because God is about to preserve you from trouble. Teach your people to be sensitive to these things. A lot of people are careless and they are blaming God. Go and look at the structure of God's throne. Songs are always coming forth. And listen, listen, listen. The angels are only permitted to declare what they see. They are only permitted to declare what they are able to see of Him. That's why you can't worship God beyond the grace that is given. You can't worship God in the flesh. That's why you sing a song, you can sing it for 10 minutes. After that time, the thing will just, if you try it, it's not flowing again. Who knows what I'm talking about? But you sang it for 10 minutes, you are in the spirit, you are in heaven. All of a sudden, you try, say, oh God, calm down. We are at the bus stop, calm down. And you're like, okay, thank you, Lord. You know, so be sensitive, be spiritually trained. And we are training people spiritually. Understand how it works. Once that song ends, stay with, don't force it. There's another song coming. But please note that the instruction here is that he is our hiding place. Whether they have Omicron or have all the variants named after all the states in Nigeria, Delta, Ondo, whatever, it's not our business. He is our hiding place. He said, 1,000 shall fall by our side, and 10,000, he said, to not come near us. Please, don't believe that rubbish. People have been dying before today. Stand strong in your faith. What God's word says is that I will be your hiding place, and I will preserve you from trouble. Next verse. I'm rushing. He said, I will instruct you and I will teach you in the way that you will go. So God is saying, 2022, don't go as others have gone. Watch out for where there are instructions. I will not be far from where the instructions are. Hey, you want me to tell you go left or right? Before you look at that, look at the instructions that come first. It is through the instructions you will be able to confirm that the letter word that said turn right or left is actually accurate. Don't shy away from teachings. Don't shy away from the word of the Lord. He said, I will instruct you. I will teach you in the way. I won't just tell you go. I will tell you how and why. Yes. Hallelujah. If I tell you don't marry him, 2022, I will tell you why. Do not be wise in your own eyes. God is always right. I'm trying to rush because, but this is a good way to enter the new year. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Instructions are not mere words. They are clear directions and commands. Pay attention. God can teach you through everything around you. You don't need to hear a voice. Be sensitive. He said, I will instruct you. That means he's going to be there with you, showing you how and why that decision was made. But you need to stay with him. Don't be doing longitudinal approach with God from afar. People who are afar this year, the Lord can tell you, every last 7 days of the month, stand before me in fasting and prayer. That instruction is for you, not for everybody. Your own is to make sure you fulfill it. The reason why, you will know later. He said, I will guide you with my eye. I'm rushing now. Did he say with his voice?
No.
He will give you the grace to observe. You will see things. You'll be seeing what others are not seeing. You will see a bad deal. You see a bad deal. Sule. See the girl. Don't look at her. There's a guy there. Say, you have not found your wife. How? You can't explain. Except that when you saw that lady, you know that's not the wife. So I will guide you with my eye. I will guide you to the place of profit. You see a good deal. For some reason, you are able to see it. How you will know is that others will gloss over it. You see it. Next verse. Do not be like those who struggle with the word of God. This new year. See, there's a difference between obeying the Lord and obeying Him willingly. Both obeyed, but there's one God likes. Are you with me? Whether it's with your tithe, listen. God doesn't need your money. Everything He put in that Bible is for you. Everything in that Bible is about you. You can give your tithe. You can give your free will offering. You can sow your seed. Three levels. You give your tithe. You give your first fruit. You say, honor the Lord. So you honor the Lord with your... It's your way of saying, there's nothing about me that is behind you. This money, this salary, is not bigger than my covenant with you. And it's my way of honoring you. Before I touch it, it's the first tenth. So you do it, honor Him by doing it before touching the rest. It's not the tenth of the tenth. Honor Him by paying it first before touching the rest. It's okay if you get it. God looks at the heart. If you see the list on people write their monthly expense, the tithe is the last one. in case the thing is still dead there, after spending every other thing, say okay, give. Some people even send their office cleaner, go and buy me something, Chicken Republic. Then let me eat my own money first before my wife collect the rest. The Lord says, honor me. It's called tithe for a reason. First. First. God sees the heart. He sees the heart with which you do it. Whether you are struggling or honoring, listen, God is not mocked. whatsoever a man sows. God said to Samuel, he said, those who honor me, I will honor. Those who despise me, I will lightly esteem. That's God. That's God of the Bible. It's not the God of the New Testament. That's the God of the Bible. The problem, the issue of money, apart from women or men, the issue of money is a big issue for God. God didn't even compare himself to Satan. He compared himself to money in the Bible. So you cannot serve God and mammon. God says the year that is coming, the devourers, say, put yourself in a good place and honor me first. So they say, there's the place of giving your tithes and offerings, your free will offerings, or offerings, but there's also a place of sowing your seeds. The aspect of sowing your seeds is with expectation. Because everyone who sows has an expectation. Even the husbandman is the first partaker of the husbandry. Leave it. I will come back and redeem this. When the Lord tells you to do something, do it. Don't let it look like God is forcing you. I don't want to be a pastor. They drag me. Okay, now, Unko, are they still dragging you? I don't want to marry her. God for it. Okay, but you are enjoying. Why do you behave like they drag you into the... You can go now. Let somebody else who can take care of her come. Don't make God look like a burden, so that those who want to follow him through you will not shy away. Don't go to your office where they don't believe and say, I've been praying. I don't even know why my problems are like this. Do the right things. Share the gospel with somebody. Invite people to church. A lot of people are dying and going to hell, assuming in their minds that they are in a good place with God. It's an assumption. But they will be disappointed. Some of those politicians you are judging, they have Pastor Adeboye's number. If they are going to die now, they will fly Baba Adeboye to lead them to Christ quickly. Meanwhile, some of our people on the streets are gambling. Don't compare yourself to this. You will see many of these politicians in heaven. They will be foolish virgins, but they will be there. You, so you know win. Crown, you know get. And you still don't have the phone number of any man of God. Share the gospel. Tell somebody about Jesus. People think they know him. Jesus is not that man on Facebook. He doesn't have a Facebook account. He doesn't have a WhatsApp number. Anything you are doing there, he doesn't know. But what they see around you, they can identify with. When you see somebody, don't try to convince them. Share your story of how Jesus changed your life. Share that one. They will listen. Invite somebody to church. Give willingly. There's also give sacrificially. That one, when you finish giving, you go and cry. Because everything is finished. God still they collect car. God they collect money. You understand? He they collect them. So don't worry. Just be praying that you should not open your file. But when they open your file, they collect something. It's God. Correct person. But if there is no element of sacrifice to your faith, there will be weakness in your spirit. If there's no element in your walk with God, there's nothing you are sacrificing. Everything is just, Jesus has done it, he has settled it. Your spirit will be weak. That's why you see the issue of praying at night. It is not that the thing is special, though. It is just that element of sacrifice that while others are sleeping, you stay awake. That's the one God converted to grace and gave you. Many people that I see them on TV, some of them on TV, some of them I go for meetings and they say, ah, it's not your fasting, not your prayer. Meanwhile, they call me at the back, man of God, can you join faith with us? I say, in my mind, like, but you should be telling people publicly that you also fast. You can address an error without pulling down that pillar. People may abuse fasting. People may abuse prayer. You don't pull down the pillar. Address the error. Because somebody will hear that message. He will not hear the balance, the other aspect tomorrow. He will run with it and destroy himself. Meditate on the word of God. Pray in the spirit. Don't let anybody force you. Train yourself to. The year that we are in, you will need it. It is better to obey the Lord than to give the sacrifice of fools. If God tells you to do something, just do it so that you don't pay dearly later. It is better to obey the Lord than to pay the sacrifice of fools. Is this a good New Year message? Because you are not talking to me. Everyone is quiet. We're going to shout hallelujah right now. Shout. The calendar has changed, whether I liked it or not. Can you see the videos people are posting online as if they were lucky to make it to... It looks like they are praising God, but what I see is fear. Both fear and faith have one goal: control. Both fear and faith have one goal: control. One is, but just from different angles. One is on the satanic side, one is on God's side. Bible says fear had torment. It will cripple you. You can see this opportunity, but you are afraid to go there. If you go for the interview, worst case they say no. Will they die? Will they ask you to die? And go for the interview now. You get there, you've not entered, you are sweating under the AC. I God punish the devil. God, this year, you will go in there and you come out. Say, Pastor, pray. I don't know how I'm feeling. There's nothing wrong with you. Enter that place and but why won't you be shaking? You have interview tomorrow. You didn't pray in tongues today. You are watching Netflix. Me, I know why people are afraid. You have to be on the streets. Verse 10. This is an abridged version. When I come back from next week, I will begin to use the scriptures for this year to begin to teach. He said, many sorrows shall be to the wicked. Now, this one is particularly important for Nigeria. Because this new year, there will be judgment. Reckless judgment. But there's another issue the Lord is raising. He said, even if I judge all of them, the system is only built to raise other men like them. Say, so it's not total. It's not Eureka, you know. So, but there are some people that their cup, you don't fool. So those ones is a personal matter. And you will see some of them that they are bringing on parachute. The parachute will not land. Somewhere between July and August. Leave it. The Lord says, but those that trust in the Lord, mercy shall what? Shall compass them. Do you know what it means for mercy to compass? It will surround you. Wherever they take your matter to, na lie, no go work. It no go work. There are some of you, you notice that every cycle, there's a particular cycle. When you hit a maybe 4 years, something bad must happen in the family. Or you notice a particular month. Who knows what I'm talking about? That month like this, you start praying. Because something will happen. Maybe there you have, you make one mistake in the office, something, but go and check. Something will happen. Ha.
You lost it?
Ha. Don't try it. Oh. The Lord said this year, is surrounding you with what?
Mercy.
With mercy. That means where the effort of your prayers end, God will step in. I say where the effort of your prayer ends, God will step in. Where the effort of your prayers end, God will step in. Come on, declare, God step in. Declare prophetically, God step in. Declare it now, God step in. Into my life and into my family. Step in the name of Jesus. Let me stop here. The year 2021 was to us the year of what? Greater works. Sir, they said it's a COVID year. Who gives you car free of charge? I'm asking now. I love you. I want to give you car free of charge. Which kind of love is that? Me, I need car. Do you understand? How many of you had some of your debt cancelled in a very strange way? But what are you talking about? Who gives you a car of worth 20 million and you didn't pray? And it's a COVID year. People don't know that God is a big spender. God wants to spend. You think it's your level. Why do the gods worship the other gods, those small, small gods? Why do they worship him? Among the congregation of the gods, he's still the one. All of them bend. They prostrate. You think he's at their level? Brought Job back from the brink of death and gave him twice what he lost. And said, death, don't touch this one again. The God that is never at the same level. Every day is never at the same level. That's why they keep calling him holy, holy, because they see something new. We have seen some of the most outstanding miracles, open doors in this church. Some things we can't explain. One of my sons that was stranded in the US and follows all our meetings from the US. This year, God answered his prayer. He flew in from the US to see me. Spent 20 minutes, rushed back to the airport. Because he couldn't come home for years. And I told him, you must get it right. Don't cut any corner. Stay with this God. He will sort you out. Came to my house this morning. Say, Pastor, I'm going back. Checking his luggage. I cannot live like this. Take me back to Bagada. You've checked, you know. Say, take me back. Say, Pastor, say a word again. I said, this one is smart. Smart. You can decide. You can think because you are in the US that you are next to God. Ah. God is changing lives. So you may be doubting it, but he knows where he visits. God visits some places. How many of you saw the hand of death close to your family this year and God mysteriously waved it? What are we talking about? Well, it is because you are praying. It's mercy. There are things God did in your family that confuse even the devil. God gave Mama a car. Mama doesn't know how to drive. They are bringing it from Europe. But we still gave those prophecies during on Sunday, some of these Sundays, that God will give you a car, you will not pay. It's because some of you want it to happen first. Yeah, okay, it has happened again. There's another one coming very soon. You can choose to also in 2022. Me, I choose to stay with God. Anything they give me, I take. See, I will cause the needs of those who persecute you to come bending to you. That's the God we are serving. The day I went to Ibadan a few weeks ago and I shook that man who was having charms on him, I didn't even pray. I didn't know. I could have been paralyzed immediately. See, this year, be grateful, though. Be grateful. Don't let anybody silence you. I went to Accra a few days ago. The woman that was dying, that the doctors gave up on, and my mom called me and I came to pray for her. The man said, when is pastor coming to Accra? I looked at her. She's now fat. She was already a scarecrow on deathbed. They removed the bulb. No bulb was in the room again. There was a gloominess. She entered that hospital, that room. She was alone there. They were just waiting for her to die. I saw her. She took a picture with my mom. I said, is this the woman? I said, see God, though. I couldn't even recognize her again. But after so many years, she still remembers that God used this boy to save her from death. This year, be grateful, though. Will not just be the year of greater works. It will be the year of covenant establishment. Hallelujah. You didn't get it. Say, the Lord has sworn by himself. The Lord has sworn. That concerning you, if I do not give Abraham a son, let the throne reject me. Say, when the Lord could not find anything to swear by, he swore by himself. By two immutable things, by which God cannot lie. I will come back and teach that one. See, when God swears by himself, what he's saying is that I put the integrity of what I'm saying not on your faith but on my throne. If I do not do this thing that I've, and God is still making promises, oh, it didn't end with Abraham. God did not end with Abraham. He's still making promises to people this year. That if I do not change your life this year, I will not be God again. That's his promise. This is the year of our covenant. Established. We will be established by covenant. Pray in tongues for 1 minute. Parahatolo doko shapara kades. Karabale tombro de sele kabara de sila baran. Barambale to soprege diande le coro note bianda. Rebaladogo robogo shalade gerebedogo logozo loborade kesilianda karabadele. Rebalega de balega dazalaba. Rebalanda baraga satele de bokoshi di alalaba kada. O rabalega de balega de gedia gada gada vade gada gada bazaladia. Marabalega de gelega de boso talianda bakaza. Rabale ketere masata lede. Oh, hallelujah. Karabale gede gede bo rabale da Gaza. In Jesus' mighty name. Exodus chapter 6 and verse 4. Look at that. And I have also established my covenant with them. God can enter into covenant with families. Look, listen. When I went to Akurel a few days ago, I asked my mom. I said, please, tell me something about my grandparents. There's no record about them. She started searching the house. And she showed me the only surviving picture of my grandfather for the first time in my life. I've never seen that man. Nobody talks about him. And I looked into his eyes. And I knew things. Black and white. Then she also gave me my own picture. Take your own. Listen, it's not only Satan that makes covenant with families. Look at Satan when he holds a family. See the way he will be sweeping through the family, yes, destroying people. Yes, God also has covenants with families. And this year, you will not come out alone, no. You are coming out with everybody in your family. You can be in church and be bound, though. You can be in church and be bound, though. Hey! Give me my scripture. I'm not sure. He said, I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan. It doesn't matter who is there. In the spirit, God has given it to you. The land of their pilgrimage, they were there as strangers. But now, God said, I want to give it to them. That place where they were rejected will be named after them. That's the power of covenant. That where you came in, as though in the night. Do you know that God can preserve people's lives because of you? Just because you're in the same house. I lived in a house in Aja. There was a very sick woman there. And every time when I collect my salary, very elderly woman, the mother of my landlords, I would buy milk, buy provision, go and give to her. She was always on that sick bed. Ah, my son, you have come again. Ah, thank you. Ah, this sickness is not easy. I said, don't worry, mama. The day I left that house, I was going to Bagada. I went to her and I said, mama, I will be leaving. Ah, she was so broken. Meanwhile, our daughter, who is my landlady, did not allow, like the way I was always being a blessing to that woman. Pastor Ayo gave me an instruction today. I said, this new year, the Lord said we must commit to works of charity. And that's what the Lord told him. And I will still come back and explain this one. He said, the Lord said, this new year, don't be tight-fisted. Help the poor. That the Lord said, there's a book of remembrance that will go in that direction. I told her, I said, this year is instruction, though. Whether you say it to 100,000 people, sometimes people will not listen. Me, this year, my work with God is a personal one. The woman was begging me, don't go. I didn't understand why. She said, don't leave. I say, mama, keep the 6 months rent. I'm going. 1 week after she died. And I understood this thing I was talking about. Listen, there are territories in the spirit realm that have been ceded to you. But right now, you look like a stranger there. You notice there's always battle. Anytime that matter comes up, there's always struggle, confusion, battle. The Lord said that that Canaan is your own. Ah, I said that Canaan is your own. The reason why there's struggle there, they want to scare you away. They don't want you to feel you are entitled. God said, it is my covenant with you. It's not your fault that God loves you. And every child of God is a covenant child. It is covenant that preserves people's life. There is a place where prayer fails. There is a place prophecy fails, but covenant does not fail. Because covenant goes beyond the ability of the man to the greater one among them in the covenant. Why God is saying that where your strength fails is where my own will begin. That's covenant. Say, I love you. From today, you will not walk, struggle for. That's covenant. You come into a land like a strange man, no father, no mother, and God say, I make a covenant with you. You may not know until you have an opportunity to come into something like that. And then even your children now inherit it. Then you will know the power of what we are saying. Don't wait till you are old to enter into covenant with God. Don't wait. Don't wait. Declare, this is my year of covenant establishment.